Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. Action, horror, love, and laughter. The summer movie season is here. And this week on our program, we take a look at some of the offerings.
Good evening. My name is Sebastian Shaw. And I am not here to hurt you. Friends, there's a revolution coming when mankind discovers who we are, what we can do. Each of us will face a choice. The enslaved or rise up to rule. Choose freely, but know that if you are not with us, then by definition, you are against us.
Kevin Bacon plays Sebastian Shaw in X-Men First Class, one of a crowd of movies based on comic book heroes. It tells the story of how the heroic X-Men and their usual enemies, the Mutant Brotherhood, came to be.
They wish to cure us, but I say to you, we are the cure! The cure for that infirm, imperfect condition called Homo sapiens.
First Class is the fifth movie in the X-Men series. The first one came out 11 years ago. Writer Stan Lee and artist Jack Kirby created the superhero team for Marvel Comics in 1963. Two other Marvel releases are Thor and Captain America. But another choice is the Green Lantern, based on the superhero series from Marvel competitor DC Comics.
Transformers: Dark of the Moon is the third movie in the series based on the children's action toys.
Our entire space race of the 1960s was in response to an event.
If you breathe a word of what you've seen here, we'll do time for treason.
But like a lot of these films, this one has a parental guidance rating of PG-13. It contains violence and also language that may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
Films for the whole family include Cars 2 and Kung Fu Panda 2. Jack Black is back as the voice of the giant panda, Po, and Dustin Hoffman returns as Shifu, a red panda and wise kung fu teacher. Here, Shifu explains how he found inner peace.
Po, the day you were chosen as dragon warrior was the worst day of my life. By far, nothing else came close. It was the worst, most painful, mind-destroying, horrible moment I have ever experienced. But once I realized the problem was not you, but within me, I found inner peace and was able to harness the flow of the universe.
So that's it? I just need inner peace? My innards are already super, super peaceful, so all I need to do is just get this thing going. Inner peace, you're going down.
Another children's movie is Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer. Jordana Beatty stars as Judy, a fun-loving third grader with big hopes for the summer. She wants to go to a circus camp. Her mom and dad, however, have different plans. The parents take a trip to California. They leave Judy and her brother in the care of Aunt Opal, played by Heather Graham. Happily for the kids, Aunt Opal helps make an unforgettable summer.
Your Aunt Opal's coming!
You know how to drive, right?
Of course.
You call that driving?
Aunt Opal turned out to be way cool. And we came up with a plan.
Introducing the Judy Moody Mega Rare Not Bummer Summer Dare. So we do these dares, and for each one we get 10 thrill points. The thrill race is on!
The movie is based on the Judy Moody book series written by Megan McDonald. Another children's book made into a movie is Mr. Popper's Penguins. Jim Carrey plays a successful businessman whose life and apartment are changed when 6 penguins are left in his care.
Moviegoers can find love in films like Crazy Stupid Love, All's Fair in Love, and A Love Affair of Sorts. But only the romantic comedy Larry Crown stars 2 of Hollywood's biggest names. Tom Hanks plays a middle-aged man who has lost his job and his sense of security in life. He returns to college, where he meets Julia Roberts, his teacher, who has troubles of her own.
Horror movie fans have several choices. In Apollo 18, astronauts go on a secret final mission to the moon and discover they are not alone.
We're going for the moon.
Loud and clear.
Take her down.
Here we go, Ben. You ready?
I sure am.
Been waiting a long time for this.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Only 12 guys have seen this view.
We've been experiencing unexplained malfunctions.
Look at this. Flag's gone.
Tracks. They aren't ours. They lead away from our sector.
Mike, they're picking up interference.
I've never heard anything like it.
Something's moving. Something's inside my suit.
Nate!
What happened out there?
This is Apollo 18. Do you copy?
The 3D movie Priest is set in a dark future, following years of war between humans and vampires.
They bred a new army.
There is no vampire menace.
That's a lie.
Another vampire movie is Fright Night. And for scares without the vampires, there's Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Bailey Madison plays Sally, a young girl who goes to live with her father and his girlfriend. Soon, evil spirits in the house try to take Sally to the dark side.
Come and join us.
Who are you? Here.
Get her out of the house.
What are you?
What are we?
The Help is a drama that takes place in the state of Mississippi in the American South of the 1960s. It explores the relationships between wealthy whites and the blacks who worked for them in their homes. The movie is based on the 2009 novel by Catherine Stockett. The main characters are a young white woman, Skeeter, and 2 black maids, Abilene and Minnie. They form a friendship when Skeeter asks if she can tell their stories in a book.
I was born 1911, Chickasaw County, Piedmont Plantation.
Did you know as a girl growing up that one day you'd be a maid?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Do you ever dream of being something else?
Life in a Day began as a project on YouTube. Director Kevin McDonald wanted to make a documentary that shows one day in the life of the world. He asked people to upload video taken on July 24th, 2010. More than 80,000 people in 190 countries uploaded videos. people were also asked to tell what they love and fear, and what makes them laugh. The result is the movie Life in a Day, which opens in theaters in the United States this July 24th.
Steven Spielberg is out with a new movie. He produced Super 8, a film led by a cast of child actors, including Elle Fanning, the sister of Dakota Fanning. Super 8 is about a group of young people in the 1970s who decide to make a homemade horror movie. They accidentally record a train wreck and in the process uncover a top-secret military project. Steven Spielberg can relate to Super 8. He made amateur movies when he was young.
It's a lot easier today because it's so easy to get a video camera and go out and make a movie, and you can put it right on YouTube. So in a sense, you know, not only can kids today make their own movies, they've got distribution. We didn't have that in the 8mm days. You know, we had to lug an 8mm projector. We had to plug it into somebody's wall, put up a screen, and show it to someone patient enough to sit there for 5 minutes and watch. J.J. began his career the same way.
J.J. is Super 8 writer and director J.J. Abrams. He compares the film to older movies like E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, both directed by Steven Spielberg. J.J. Abrams says the films are about more than the science fiction storyline.
They're all about, like, suburban American ordinary people going through something that was hyper-real, and that there were fundamental and relatable relationships, broken families in some form, often friendships that were really critical and important.
Production value! Terry, you put film in the camera, right?
I didn't put it in.
What?
Put it in!
Joe, get the mic ready! Go!
Finally, we take our own trip to the movies. We asked some people what they think of the summer films they have seen so far.
And you said you saw a movie fairly recently, a summer movie. What was that?
It was The Hangover 2.
And what did you think of it?
I thought it was very funny. It was the sequel. Funnier than the first one, matter of fact.
So are you more a comedy fan?
Yeah, comedy and horror.
So what horror movie are you going to see?
We're actually going to go see Super 8 now, which is kind of horror sci-fi-ish. So looking forward to it.
What movie are you seeing?
Bridesmaids, comedy.
And what do you think?
I think it's hilarious. So far, it's like, it has me in tears right now.
And who does it star?
Maya Rudolph. She's hilarious.
And what's your name?
Monica.
And what did you go see today?
Mr. Popper's Penguins. I thought it was really cute. It was really cute. My kids liked it. They're 7 and 9, and we all had a good time.
What did you think of Mr. Popper's Penguins?
I thought it was really cool, and I thought Lovey was funny.
Oh, he's a penguin?
Uh-huh. He loves people a lot.
Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Have you seen any of the new movies? You can offer your opinions and read what other people are saying at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also write to us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.